Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
All lawmakers do is tax and spend. That's why Missouri voters passed the Hancock Amendment in 1980 to place a limit on what the government can do with your money. But the Hancock Amendment is outdated. It hasn't provided a taxpayer refund since 1999 and probably won't without reform. That's why Missouri needs a taxpayer bill of rights. Colorado has one, and taxpayers there have received more than $8 billion in refunds. It's simple. There should be limits on government spending and refunds when there's a surplus in the state budget. A taxpayer bill of rights constitutional amendment would help limit the growth of government. Missouri's budget has nearly doubled in the past 5 years, yet the state lags far behind states like Colorado in economic growth. The Hancock Amendment was supposed to protect taxpayers. Now it's time for an update and a taxpayer bill of rights. After all, it's your money. Learn more at showmeinstitute.org. The Show Me Minute has been brought to you by Show Me Institute and Show Me Opportunity.
Mark Cox here. Join me, Annie Fry and Mark Reardon, along with Thomas Helbig and Bob Kershaw of the Retirement Advisory Group for the next Protecting Your Retirement educational event. It's Tuesday, May 20th at the Frontenac Hilton at 6:30. Here are Bob and Thomas with more.
Are you nearing retirement or already retired and worried about the market volatility and losses at this stage in your life? Would you like to learn why linking to the market is much safer than owning the market?
Would you like to learn how to automatically lock in your market gains every year without having to sell? Did you also know if you're 59 and a half or older, you can roll over your company retirement plan tax-free to protect your nest egg from any future losses? You'll get all the answers and more. If you're 59 and a half or older, you cannot afford to miss this event.
Protect your retirement nest egg and join the official financial advisors of my show, Thomas Helbig and Bob Kershaw, at the Frontenac Hilton on Tuesday, May 20th at 6:30 p.m. Go to retirementkey.com. That's retirementkey.com.
The Diamond Shop graduate sale. All watches are 20% off, even Movado. Men's jewelry is 40% off, 40% off Arelli G and gold fashion jewelry. Everything else is 30% off. The Diamond Shop.
Nourishment for your mind. Mark Cox. Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com.
The economy shrank, first time in 3 years. People are pointing to the tariff policy. There are people looking at their 401ks that are worried. What do you tell them? Is this going to work?
Capital Beat.
Congressman Eric Burleson on the phone with us back here in beautiful Missouri now. Congressman, how are you?
Doing great.
Great to have you on. That was Brett Baer on there with J.D. Vance. And J.D. Vance, of course, schooled him a little bit on what's going on with the economy and all of that stuff. You know, I've been anxious to get you on this week because we've been obviously covering the 100 days. And I saw where you gave Congress a D and President Trump an A.
Yeah, I mean, I think Trump has come in with a bold plan. What's great is he had 4 years to kind of strategize how, you know, and how to move quickly. and it's been fantastic. I think it's historic. I've never seen it in my lifetime in politics. It's the best first 100 days of any presidency.
Yeah, I would agree. And I watch idiots like Chuck Schumer. I'm sorry for the description, but it's how I feel. Come in talking about how this is the lowest polling president. And they reminded him that he's personally polling at like 17%. And his comment was, well, you know, polls come and go.
That's great. But no, I mean, look, when Trump said, I'm going to secure the border, even back in the campaign, I thought, okay, will he get to 94% of illegal border crossings? Reduction. He's reduced it by 94%. That's unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable. And then you've got the executive orders on energy, unleashing American energy, defunding the EV charging stations and ending that EV mandate, all the woke garbage that he immediately, it was like a fog was lifted, the woke fog and the liberal, like, malaise that has been a blanket over this country and oppressing free speech and thought for the past 20 years just suddenly got lifted.
It'll be interesting. Go ahead, Congressman.
No, I just think it was wonderful. It's wonderful. People can be funny again.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
I'm just curious who you think will step up to the plate to run for president. Obviously, Trump won't be running again. I know he jokes about that. I'm assuming it'll be J.D. Vance. But the big question is, who's the leader of the Democratic Party? J.B. Pritzker, I don't think he's the leader, but he's been very vocal, you know, having rallies in New Hampshire. He was on Jimmy Kimmel Live last night. Who do you think right now is the current leader of that party?
I don't know there is one. I don't see people getting behind Pritzker. I don't see him get behind Sanders or Alexandria, AOC. I just don't see that. I don't see the vast majority. I think that if the Democrats want to win, they should look at people like a Josh Shapiro, who's able to win in a very difficult district or state. I mean, he's not crazy, right?
Yeah.
But that's
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But that's not what the base of the party wants. They want the crazy AOC of the world.
Yeah, we're talking to Congressman Eric Burleson from Missouri's 7th Congressional District. I understand that you chaired a hearing this week on Made in America and what has to happen for that industrial renaissance. First of all, manufacturers have to be encouraged to come back here, right? Which is what Trump's doing.
Yes. And, that conference really gave, that meeting that we had gave me some hope. We're at a place, so America, we used to build everything. At World War II, we were building 60% of the GDP was being manufactured in the United States. So 60% of the world GDP was being manufactured in the U.S. That is mind-blowing to think about. And that's why America won the war. When these wars, World War I and World War II started, America did not have the biggest navy. We didn't have the biggest military. We didn't have all the planes, but we were able to manufacture our way to a win, and that's unfortunate today that we're at, instead of 60%, we're at 11%. China is at 40%, right? So that should be startling to everyone who's listening.
Well, it should, and you know, I remember when Donald Trump saved, or at least tried to save, the steel industry in his first term. And we saw Granite City Steel reopen over here to start making the kind of steel, like, I don't, you know, my dad worked in the steel industry, and most people probably don't appreciate the fact that different steel plants make different kinds of steel. And we were facing a situation in the United States where we weren't producing the kind of steel you would need to make tanks and battleships and all of that. We were having to import it. And he's like, this is not acceptable. What if we ended up in a war and the people we're importing it from happen to be who we're fighting? What are we going to do?
Yeah, which is ridiculous. You know, like Carnegie famously built the bridge there in St. Louis with steel,
right?
To demonstrate its strength. We were at this situation, and our hearing was about where do we go from here? Because we're not going to beat China on having cheaper labor. We're not going to beat them at this point on having cheaper energy and all that. But we've got to try to get there. We've got to try to get our energy costs down, and we need to have robust electricity to provide. We need to have the raw materials, which means we need to unleash the mining and all of that. But we also can innovate beyond China. So this hearing was companies that have figured out the next stages of manufacturing, advanced manufacturing, and it's mind-blowing what they do. And so think about Amazon Web Services as a platform. If you want to start an IT company now, you just go and buy shares of a server instead of building your own server farm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you buy shares, and you have all the applications you want. Every software that's like nuts and bolts that you need is there, and you're just buying a percentage. And that they're going to do that with manufacturing. So if you've got an idea for a product today, in order to get that designed and to get a prototype, you got to go to China. You got to go to Foxconn, and they will build you a prototype. And then you go to another manufacturer in China, and then they'll tell you, you know, how many they can produce and how much it'll cost.
Yep.
But in this new world in America, you'll be able to do that on the fly, just paying for a share of a 3D printed, you know, metallic 3D printing machine in America.
Well, I'm glad that we're looking into these things and looking at what has to happen there. So I just want your honest assessment on this. You know, I listened to a bunch of different news sources, and the reporters in the mainstream media are playing this, that Republicans in Congress are losing faith in Donald Trump and his tariffs, and some of them are getting nervous about midterms. And I don't feel that way at all. I mean, you're in the halls of Congress. Is that how Republicans up there are feeling about this?
Well, politicians are politicians, but at the end of the day, like my view is that politics has changed, and I think Donald Trump has changed it. Some people like to shy away from the bold things, and they think that getting reelected, in order to get reelected in a tough district, you avoid difficult things, you don't stand out, you don't, you know, take a stand. And I think it's opposite. I think people see what Donald Trump is doing, and that's what they expect out of their elected leaders is you know,
action.
To be bold.
Yeah.
Get it done.
Yeah, he breaks the template for sure when it comes to that kind of stuff. Congressman, always great having you on. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Yes, sir. We will talk soon. Enjoy your time at home with the family. We know you will. Kim, what are we whimming about today?
How many friends would you say you have?
Boy, that's, you mean close or like acquaintances?
Well, I don't really know, because Mark Zuckerberg says the average American has 3 friends, but the average American really needs about 15. So he's come up with a solution to help you get to that number. Wait until you hear this.
All right. We'll be back.
The Mark Cox Morning Show
on 97.1 FM Talk.